Okay, welcome back again. Marty Ozinga here with us today. We're rolling right into Unit 8, so we're just going to dive right in. We're going to talk about different ways that maybe you have innovated in the past, in ways that you are able to maybe differentiate from the competition. So let's talk about some ways that you've been able to innovate your processes over time. And how you've been able to implement that, and then some of the results, and maybe even maybe an innovation attempt that didn't go so well, or something like that, an example of something like that.
Okay, well, innovation is for two reasons. One is because you've come up with a better method or a better procedure to produce your product or your service, and you need to bring that to the marketplace. Usually that comes along with better margins, better profits, more customers, and that sort of thing. Or if you're in a business or an industry that has a lot of competition, innovation can lead to a way of differentiating yourself from the competition. Mm-hmm. We operate trucks that mix and haul concrete. And somebody invented a new truck where the mixer barrel was turned completely around and the concrete came out of the front of the truck instead of the back of the truck. That was a new innovation back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, always the concrete came out of the back of the truck. So we thought, let's change the way we do this. And let's, over the course of a weekend, replace our entire fleet with these new trucks. So we ordered...
Bold move.
It's crazy. We ordered a whole new fleet of trucks. They were all sitting lined up at the factory, all ready to go, all painted with our name on. And over a weekend, we sent, I think it was 4 busloads of truck drivers, and then had a parade from the factory in Wisconsin all the way back to Chicago. There were helicopters in the air and cameras on video, on viaducts as we went under them. We have movies of this parade of trucks that stretched to almost from Wisconsin all the way to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Monday morning, customers called for concrete and they had a truck going down the road pointing the opposite direction of what they did last week. So it was... a big crazy move, but we were the only ones in town with those kinds of trucks. So we were very different than our competition.
Well, I have to know how the innovation worked. Was it a smoother process, more efficient? Or?
Well, everybody else changed their trucks too.
Right afterwards. Well, you're a trendsetter.
So, yeah, we set the pace,
yeah.
So to speak, and
yeah.
They had a follow. Of course, once everybody had the same thing, then the effect was not as dramatic.
But, sure.
At the same time, very crazy, very bold, very expensive, but a whole lot of fun. I mean, it was just a lot of fun. We were on the news. We still see video clips of the parade of trucks going down.
I want to catch that video.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it was. It sounds like you've had a lot of fun in your life, and this has been, the whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. See, business isn't always about, making money and trying to defeat the competition. Maybe this stuff's fun, but, other stuff is fun, too.
I actually tell people if they got a sour puss, a sad look on their face day after day after day. I say, what's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you having fun?
Nah.
And they'll go, So I tell you what, you got to decide whether you like this job, you want to come to work every day, and that this is a fun thing for you to do. And if you decide that it's not, let me know, and I'll help you find another job doing some other kind of work. Because the only employees that we should have here are people who are happy to come to work every day and they think it's a fun opportunity every single day. And that's what we want.
If anybody's looking for a job in concrete industry, I would suggest working for this gentleman right here. I guarantee you it will be an adventure and a lot of fun. Now, do you have different differentiation techniques that you use to make yourself maybe appear different than the competition? How do you, you know, rise above them or prove that you are different?
Well, like I've said before, we try to have top-notch equipment, the best employees, the right attitude, and a sincere and honest relationship with our customers. We also try to be very active beyond just saying to customers, look, we want your business. We want you to write us checks every month and send us money.
Sure.
Okay. What we want to do is be a part of this community. We want to be your partner, and we want to support not only your business, but we want to support the community that you live and work in. If you're involved with a school or a church or any other organization, you're welcome to let us know so we can make a financial contribution or add volunteers to help in those kinds of things. There's more to life than just going to work and grinding out a living. The purpose is to improve the quality of life for the whole community, and we want to be part of that. We want you to be part of that.
And that comes from somebody that is truly a visionary. Now, what other things do you do outside of business that allows you to affect the community? Because you're an incredible visionary. I know you have to do more than just concrete.
Well, we, as they say, we put our money where our mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
We literally tell our employees, this is what we want to do. We want to have a better community to work in. And you folks are involved in the community. Your kids play baseball. Your wife is part of a social service organization. You go to a church or a school. If there are projects that you're working on and that you need financial support, let us know. Bring it in. We'd like to contribute to it. And a lot of our employees do that. And some of these projects, you know, we have no personal connection with whatsoever, but our employee does. And so our network and our sort of family atmosphere starts to reach out into the community all over the place, and even in places where we're not familiar with or connected with.
That is incredible. It goes back to, again, being a servant at heart, you know, not just being about money and profits and you know, big business and competition and all of that stuff. Kind of put that to the side and say, look, how can I give back and how can I help and how can I, you know, raise up new leaders in the community, you know, through contributions like that.
Yeah, and you know, it's more than just say, well, we have more money than we know what to do with, so we're going to give some away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see it that way at all. We see this as an investment. For us to be a successful, profitable business, we have to be part of a bigger, successful, profitable, upwardly mobile community. And we can contribute to that by supporting our employees, by supporting other organizations, even non-business things, church things, other things like that. The benefit comes back to us eventually in small ways, but over time by providing a healthier, happier place for us to do business.
That's so good. So, you know, we can take away, again, from the message that, you know, our faith in God will continue to move mountains as long as we're truly faithful to Him and live in His will. And therefore, we'll be able to lift up the community. And God will, the more faith you have and the more willing you are to speak out for God and give Him glory in all things, how do you feel about this? That do you think that God will provide you a bigger and bigger platform if you continue to glorify His name?
I do. I think so. That's certainly been my experience so far. And not that it's always a dramatic uphill or positive outcome, but even through difficult times, I understand and believe that God is teaching us lessons. We're gaining experience. And even in the very difficult situations, opportunities are created. Opportunities to serve God, opportunities to build our business in ways that we never thought were possible. It's all providential. And God works in all kinds of crazy ways to bless us.
Stay humble, stay in prayer, continue to glorify God. Those are the keys. Have faith. Mm-hmm. Don't doubt. Mm-hmm. The enemy only wants you to doubt.
Yeah.
He wants to creep in and give you a spirit of fear.
Yep.
But our faith in God allows us to press forward. And through our faith, what happens? God forges the
mm-hmm.
path.
Mm-hmm.
So stay committed. Continue to pray regularly. Those are the things that it's going to take to be a real Christian leader and change the mindset of the world to come into their true destiny through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Thanks, Marty. This was good. This was a good one.
All right.
Thank you.